Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
Are you ready for the best real estate investing advice ever? Join Joe Fairless and today's successful real estate professional as they share it with you. Let's go.
A quick word from our sponsor, 24 Sound. 24 Sound is technically an audio production company, but they're way more than that. They're there to help you grow your business from audiobooks to podcasts and everything in between. They're flawless as sound engineers, and they're strategic as business partners. Visit them at 24sound.com. You can also email them at hello@24sound.com. And of course, as a Best Ever listener, you'll get a Best Ever discount. Mention Best Ever, and you'll get a 20% discount on your first product. Well, hi there, Best Ever listeners. This is Joe Fairless, and I wanted to talk to you today on Skill Set Sunday, which is a new program that we created for the show. Thought it'd be really good to hone or acquire a new skill set every Sunday that helps you get more deals done and make more things happen. On today's Skill Set Sunday, I want to talk to you about portfolio lenders and why the heck they're so valuable and why you should immediately following this show, although it is Sunday, if you're listening to it on Sunday, so perhaps Monday because they're closed on Sunday, go create an account with a portfolio lender. So let's get into it right now. Portfolio lenders are community banks and credit unions. What a portfolio lender is basically a lender that keeps your mortgage with them in their portfolio. Compare that to Bank of America's or Wells Fargo's of the world. And what they do is they take the mortgage that you have with them and then they package it up and then they sell it on the secondary market. Well, the reason why that's important to you is because through that packaging process, they have to adhere to certain guidelines that a portfolio lender does not have to adhere to. Therefore, the portfolio lender, the community banks and credit unions, can be more flexible with loan terms. So you want to check out portfolio lenders because they are always going to have other options that aren't available at the big nationwide banks. one example of this, I mean, I experienced it firsthand. One of my homes, it is actually my first house that I bought in 2009. I had a traditional mortgage on it. I was talking to my brother-in-law, who's a pilot for American Airlines, and he was telling me that he recently refinanced one of his properties through American Airlines Credit Union. And it was at an interest rate that was extremely low, and it was a 15-year loan. So I ended up talking to him, and I was like, oh, wow, that sounds like a good deal. So I went to American Airlines Credit Union, was able to become a member through my brother-in-law, and refinance my house that I had, my first one, through American Airlines. I'm paying it off 15 years earlier because now it's a 15-year loan. And the interest rate difference was such an extent that the mortgage payment is exactly the same, plus or minus like $5, than it was with my other lender. So when the dust settled, I'm paying it off 15 years earlier, and it's the same exact plus or minus $5-$10 payment that I was making before. I mean, hundreds of thousands of dollars saved just by having a conversation with someone who was working with a portfolio lender, in this case, American Airlines Credit Union, and acting on that and finding a way to get in. So the takeaway there is definitely, please do this, go speak to a portfolio lender this week. Build a relationship with them if you don't already have one, and open up an account, because not only that, but you'll have other options available to you as well, like personal lines of credit. I bought my fourth house with a personal line of credit, and it's a revolving line of credit. And the difference between a line of credit versus a loan is the moment that you take out a loan, you have to start making payments on it and paying interest, whereas a line of credit is basically a credit card without the plastic. If you take out the line of credit and you choose not to use it till a later date, no harm, no foul. You're not paying anything on it. And you can just have that in your back pocket should and when you find a good deal and you need to act on it. And that's how I used it. And it's been a tremendous resource for me on deals. And remember, I'm giving away a book, Judy Robinette's How to Be a Power Connector, through a drawing this month. All you have to do is go to besteversurvey.com, complete 5 questions. It literally takes, I would say, 47 and a half seconds. Like, it's so fast. If that, it might not even take you 47 and a half seconds. Do that. The reason why I have that survey is I just want to learn more about you and the best ever listeners. That way I can cater the content to you better. So go to besteversurvey.com. And by the way, you have an opportunity to be rewarded by doing that. Not only will it help me create better content for you, but as I mentioned, I'm doing a drawing on December 1st. For somebody to win Judy Robinette's How to Be a Power Connector. Well, thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hey, you, best ever listener. Do you want more? Then head to joefairless.com, where there are tons of free videos, templates, and content to help you get deals done. And if you want Joe to personally help you reach your goals, then go to the Work with Joe tab on joefairless.com and apply to, well, Work with Joe.